Tom, what's kind of the mindset when you see that Wisconsin's coming into this game off a victory over the King of Ohio State?
You know, we just got to match, you know, what they brought to Ohio State. I think Coach Campbell said it best. You know, they beat the number one team in the country. So, you know, we look at it as they're the new number one team in the country, you know. You know, you beat the king, you are the king. So I think we look at it as they're the number one team right now. And, you know, we're just doing our best right now to prepare. You know, they got a lot of guys back. So I think it's mostly the whole secondary from last year. So, you know, we've seen a lot of tape on them, and, you know, playing against them helps a lot. So, you know, they're an experienced group, and, you know, I think they're a little bit different than Michigan was, where they had a lot of inexperienced guys, and they run a little bit different defense. You know, I think their defense, Wisconsin's defense, is a little bit more like ours. So I think going against our defense, you know, throughout the week really helps us.
You talk about special teams in this game, and they obviously got a huge jump on Ohio State with that kickoff.
Yeah, you know, Coach Ferentz said that special teams is really what's going to win this game. You know, we prepare each week as special teams. You know, we put a lot of time into special teams, and, you know, we're just trying to make as few mistakes as we can, and, you know, just trying to, you know, catch all the punts and, you know, make some plays out there.
You said you make the fewest mistakes you can.
That's not the right attitude, right?
Well,
you strike, right?
Oh, well, yeah, I know, but, you know.
I'm just kidding. You guys have really cleaned it up since Arizona, though.
Yes.
I mean, then I could see that.
Right, yeah. We've made some strides, you know, definitely, especially on, you know, our kickoff cover team. But, you know, there's definitely still areas that we can clean up with that group, you know, with all of our groups. So that's what we're trying to focus on now.
You talk about J.J. Watt, and I know that he's not a guy you block or anything like that, but
hopefully.
I know you notice him on film. He is very noticeable.
Yeah, you know, he's a great defensive end, and, you know, hopefully I don't have to block him. But, you know, you can definitely tell that he's got a great motor, and, you know, I think a lot of guys on that defense do. So, you know, we have to take that into account. You know, we have to raise our level of intensity during the week of practice and during the game.
Last year when you guys faced them, that was a week that a lot of the team was sick, and I don't believe you had Marvin available.
Right.
So
I forgot about that. We had a lot of guys sick, didn't we? Like swine flu or something like that? It was something strange. We had three guys out, yeah. And Marvin was out with his thumb, so. Yeah, you know, I kind of forgot that Marvin didn't even play, so he really hasn't even played receiver against these guys.
Yeah, so just what does that mean, knowing that you're going to, you know, at least in general you have everybody healthy, but then you're going to have both him and Darrell, and then people like yourself even and Keenan go out there
right.
And
yeah,
have all that.
Yeah, I mean, it just adds to our depth. And, you know, anytime you take a guy out and put him back in, and, you know, it just doesn't give their defense a chance to rest, especially for the corners. If we get after him every play, you know, cutting them, don't let him get to the ball and stuff. And, I think that tires them out when we can interchange guys.
Is that maybe an explanation for why there was kind of a slow start last year? Because really, you guys didn't seem to get it going offensively until the second half. I think there was Amari had gotten an interception, and Rick was able to find Tony in the end zone.
Right. Well, I think some of the games like that, when there's big games, you know, they have coaches that prepare for our offense too. So, you know, I think it takes a couple series for us to figure out really what they're doing on defense. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little bit of that and a little bit of, like you were saying, with, you know, we didn't really have a lot of depth. And so I think that was some of it.
Have you ever been in one of these marathon film deals with Stanzi? Sounds like he's...
You can't stay in there with him. You get to, like, 2 hours or... And you're just like, Rick, I gotta go. Like, I have to go, like, do something else. And he can just stay in there for hours. But, I mean, I guess it helps because he's only taking 6 hours of class this semester, so he's got a bunch of time, and I'm trying to cram all these classes in so I can hopefully graduate in May. But yeah, he's taken just like one. He's drawn Spider-Man right now in one of his classes, or in his only class.
And, he said that yesterday.
Yeah.
But making a vocational and educational choice as a fifth-year senior in general studies.
Just, that class. I think you have to just write your resume down and that's it and print it out. I don't know what his resume would be anyways.
So he's a quarterback major, basically.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But the, it's got to be comforting to have your quarterback put that much into it.
Oh, yeah. Like during practice, if our scout team's not lining up, he knows exactly that they're lining up wrong, sometimes quicker than the coaches do. So it definitely is a lot more comfortable to know that your quarterback is prepared more than anyone.